Okay, we're up to the Zayin Amud Aleph Masechet Nedarim, the top of the page. We know that Yodas are effective when it comes to Nedarim, when it comes to Nazir, and it comes to Shavua, and the reason is because we have a Pasuk. Linder Neder, an extra word, or Nazir Lahazir, teacher that Yad is also good. We had a whole discussion to Gemara over there. What about a Yad She'ein Mechich? A Yad which is not very precise, or not compelling. How do we treat that? We had a Machlekes between Abaye and Rava, a Machlekes and Shmuel, and a Machlekes of Yehuda Chachamim. However, and that is Hanoim. Then we also know that the Yad works by Shvuah, from the Pasuk Shvuah and say Pasuk Neder. And we also know Yad works by Gittin, as we had yesterday, and the Ran already explains why does Yad work by Gittin, because by Gittin you definitely give, you gave a get in her hand, and because you gave a get directly in her hand, that's a Maisa, that's more than Yad, that's the Iker. Our question now is other things that are not written in that Pasuk, do we compare them to that or not? For example, Kedushin. Do we say yes, Yad, the Kedushin or not? Because Kedushin comes from Hegdish, so maybe it's similar to a carbon. Then we ask a question about Peya. Peya, we definitely learn one din from a carbon. We learn that the din of Baal Ta'acha from a carbon. And because the Pasuk Me'imcha, Hashem will dashen from you, Me'imcha from you, and we dashen, Mor Hashanah is referring to Peya. So since in one din we learn Peya from carbon, maybe in other dinim as well, that the Yodah should help. Even though we have a rule, Ein Hekesh Shlemach Machtze, that's only when it's written clearly in the Torah. Here it's through a drash. So now we're going to move on and say the other things which we learn dinim compared to a carbon, do we learn it in every respect, including Yad? For example, yes, Yad is Dukkah, and Yad is Dukkah. What about when it comes to Dukkah? We know by Dukkah, definitely you're over about to Ach if you delay your promise. Because it says in the Pasuk, whatever you say in your mouth. So your mouth is referring to Dukkah. So if we learn one din from the Kabbanis, that they're over about to Ach, do we also learn the other din that Yad is helps? So the Gemara, hey, Chidami, first of all, what's the case? What kind of case is it? And all the cases basically are exactly the same. An incomplete sentence. And the moment you can touch it other ways, even though probably you meant one way, that's called a Yad She'ein Mechiach. And therefore, the question is, does Ibchal Yadis work? Or even if we know for sure what you mean, it's a chakal, all it is a Yad. And do Yadis work? This zuz should go for tzedakah v'hadin nami, and this zuz, another zuz lying on the table, and you say this one also. Nuahu tzedakah atzmi. That's mamash tzedakah, not a Yad. And going to Amr Hadin, he said this zuz should go to tzedakah, and then he said and this, but he didn't say also. But Yama Nami, my Hadin, what did he mean when he said and this? Did he mean Nami tzedakah? Did he mean to say also should be tzedakah? Is that what he meant? Or there's another possibility. I dilma v'Hadin lenafkusa ba'almukamal. I want to spend it for myself. And therefore, the dibur hu dula aski, he just didn't have a chance to finish a sentence. So because you can complete the sentence in two different ways, it becomes a yada handle. It's not anymore the primary thing you're saying. And the shayli is there bechlala din of handle there or not? Me, I mean, do we say, given the iski of the kabbanis, because we compare in other respects to kabbanis. See says, moitza secha tishman, then it says you have to keep everything that comes out of your mouth. Ashe debar tebefiicha, zu tzedak, and the Gemara Shana says, from heilun ad tzedak, is ma kabbanis yeshlen yad. Since you compare the carbon, and by carbon we know you have a din of a yad. Is av tzedakah also yeshul yad? Tzedakah also the yad should be compelling, and you can't change your mind afterwards. Ideal, but perhaps it's only limited to baal ta'achar of the iskish. We only limited to baal ta'achar, nothing else. Then the Gemara gives another case: yesh yad lehefker. Is there a yad by hefker? What's the continuation of hefker? As Tosfos explains, that hefker is a form of tzedakah. What's the deal? Why are you giving it hefker? You don't want any more. Let anybody poor come and take it. In fact, it's a more dignified way of giving tzedakah. Instead of shaming somebody and giving him, you know, hand to mouth, you're putting it out there. I don't want any more. And obviously, who's going to take it? Somebody's in need. So the luchedis mamish a form of tzedakah. So if you're going to tell me that there's yad by tzedakah, will we also automatically conclude there's yad by hefker as well? I deal more ain't yad by hefker. Trading more the high tzedakah. L'chayda hefker is a form of tzedakah, as I just explained to you why. So you want to explain to you right. Im tim tzalemekama. We're following here with an im tim tzalemek. If you're going to tell me there's a yad by tzedakah, I still have a question by hefker. Because although a hefker is a variation of tzedakah, it's not identical to tzedakah. Why is it a variation of tzedakah? Because rich people who are greedy, who are cheap, might also come and take it. They're not needy, they'll come and take it. So therefore, it's not mamish, it's not a targeted tzedakah which is targeted to the poor people. Hefker is not targeted. So it's a wider form of tzedakah. Maybe the yad doesn't work. Im tim tzalemi yesh la tzedakah, the ain hekesh lemachza. If you can tell me there's yad tzedakah, and the vort will be because there's no hekesh lemachza, even though it's only a drush. Beficha, we have a drush, but you want to apply the other rule of ain hekesh lemachza. Hefker, what about hefker? Mi amrin and hainu tzedakah, do we say tzedakah? Or the Moshiach is Dukkah, maybe his Dukkah is different. His Dukkah is targeted like Chazi Elim only to poor people. Therefore, by his Dukkah, we say, yes, yeah, we have Lifka Kwame Yesh Yad. I will have to be in the Moshiach, have to everybody. It's not really Dukkah, and therefore, maybe there's no Yad over there. And the Gemara doesn't answer any of the above questions, not by Kedushin, not by Peyer, not by Tzedakah, not by Hefker. Ran, top of the page, why? Let's say we will apply the word hefker. Or what about hefker? My, me. I mean, do we say heinlus docker loy? The heide loy mesapkalon. How come we don't have the same question? Yes, yad l'shvuah loy. How come we assuming there's a yad by shvuah? Won't get the same question. The pasuk l'chayz linda nezer nozel hazir doesn't say anything about shvuah. Mishum de behedya iski. There's another pasuk which clearly says ki yid neder or yishav a shvuah. It says in the Fesh and the Pasik, where it says Neder, it says Shvur. So it's clear that what? They have the same dinim. The Hainu that's not in the Kama, we learn later on. The next Mishnah, Kenidir Rishayim, like the Nedarim of Rishayim, Nodar ben Nozir ben Karbon of Shvur. It starts with Nedarim, talks about Shvur. Alma, yes, Yad, the Shvur. And they were talking about Yad, so we see clearly there's Yad by Shvur as well. And how do we know from that Pasik? Okay. There's a beautiful Tzasa Chayshin here who explains Shita to Rambam. The Rambam makes a Chiddush different than everybody else who learns that Hefker is a form of Kinyan. And the Shaila is only, am I walking away or am I giving it away to the whole world? All the Acharim talk about it. The Rambam says that Hefker is Metam Neder. Hefker is Neder. All the Rishonim and Acharim, what is Hefker with Neder? It's like I make a promise, I don't want it anymore. And so, being Afmin Alacha, of course, according to the Rambam, if Hefker is Metam Neder, it means I can go through the Bonim, Mat Neder, and it automatically reverts back to my own. Everyone else learns, no, you're like anybody else. You can go ahead and make a new Kenyan, but otherwise, it's not yours. So it says the Mok of the Rambam is right here in the Gemara. How does Yesh Yad Hefka come in here? So he learns that the Hemshech of the Gemara here is, that the Rambam learns that Hefka is a form of Neder, and so on and so forth, and Tzedakah is a form of Neder, and therefore the Gemara Shail is Yesh Yad Hefka or not. It's like you're making a promise. I don't want this anymore. That's what it is. This is also to me. Yeah. You got to do a pooler. That's right. In Ksuvis we had. If you say something's gone. Does it bind you or not? Did you have to have a physical act? Yep, by the Gemara, still talking about Yad, we're moving on. We have a Gemara. Yeah. That's why it doesn't work by Chametz. So again?
If you have a nether and you want to change your mind, you have to be coined it back yourself. Right? Putting away. But if it's a nether, then.
Yeah, just your mat and nether.
There was never.
That's right.
It was never not yours.
Exactly. That's exactly enough for me. Says you want to write it, but everyone says like it's a wild thing. And so I said, this is the mockery here. Says you want to write it. Boy, Ravina has a question. We have a din called there's a whole sugi called Hazmon and Milsi, where you set something aside. Does it have weight or not? If you set aside a room, you say this room should be my beis hakise. Do we say it has a chalois of a beis hakise when it says v'hoyim achanecha kodesh you're not allowed to daven in this room anymore? Or do we say that it has no such thing? Lo digimara boy Ravina yesh yad le beis hakise oiloi. Absolutely no derechelis for learning. It's amazing. Boy, Rabina, ask a question. Yes, yad le beis hakisei oiloi. Is there a yad to beis hakisei or is there no yad to beis hakisei? Sorry? Oh, yeah. Hey, chidami. In other words, do we say, we'll see in a minute, you have two bathrooms, one bathroom, two rooms, you're setting up a house, and you said this room is going to be a beis hakisei, assuming hazmon and milsi, and then you say, and this room also. Does that other room become a beis hakisei or not? So Gemara is going to analyze it further. Hey, what are you talking about? Ilay madamer hadin beis levis. Can this room be as toilet? But hadin nami, and this room also new. I hope beis kisei nami. It's not a yad. That's mamish. You designated to be a beis kisei. Look, you're going to amar the hadin. You said and this, but you didn't say also. But amar nami, my hadin. What did he mean when he said the word and this? The amar that he said. Did he mean but hadin nami beis kisei? This room also the toilet. Or deal with my hadin litash mishab almakamer. Or maybe when he said and this, he meant and this room I'll use for my own personal use. Will be my tool shed. Freddy Gemara interrupts the question and asks, Miklal, it comes up from here, definitely has money, Milsi. The question is if there's a yad. Miklal, the Pshitel Ravin Yesh Zimel Beis HaKisei, but my boy Ravin himself asked this question, we had in Brachas and other places. He's Minu Le Beis HaKisei Ma'u, what's the din of Yamazmin Le Beis HaKisei? He's Minu Le Beis HaMechir Ma'u, he just Mazmin, he didn't actually use it yet as a toilet. We also had it by Tefillin. And he has some head in there also about by a mace. Just Hazmona. Is Hazmona Milsi or not? Zimun Moyle, Zimun Moyle. It's a question. And over here, suddenly, he's already asking, now that Zimun works, do we say also yad? So the Gemara, the same thing we had yesterday. Ravina chode megoy chode kame boile. A question in a question. First of all, zimimoy zimimoy. Is hasmana working out? If I set something aside, it's working out. And I'm tim tzalayme yesh zimun. My question is yesh yad or en yad? Is the yad or not? That is his question, and we don't have any answer on any of these questions. So what's blight? Halacha ma'isa. Fascinating, Iran. Okay, let's see, Iran. Ran, yes, yada, but the kisa, she also like a book in all the Krishna, chod, mego, chod, kim, boy, like, lame, tis lame, yes, zimun, yes, yada, and yad. If you're going to argue with me, tell me, there's zimun, my question is, there's a yad. Bottom line, what's the halacha? So fascinating, my chlek is in the Rajma and the Ran. Ulin, and halacha, when it comes, we had four cases, right? We had Kiddushin, we had Peya, we had five cases. Kiddushin, Peya, and we had Tzedakah. Then we had Hefkid. Hefkid is definitely a question of dini mammonis. It's money things. And basic kisei is also selling money things. Tefillah, okay, well, fine, yeah, but it's not a Issa digger thing. It's, the question is, does it have a din of a basic kisei? Then ramifications.
Only mammonis can be books, can be.
That's value. Yeah. And then you have Peya and Tzedakah, which are mitzvahs, and you have Kiddushin. So in halacha, be Kiddushin, when it comes to Kiddushin, everyone agrees, Naktinin l'chumre, but since we don't know, or we machmed that this other woman there also needs a get, yes, yeah, why? The kiv and the boy in la'iv, should they have less fake of the raisa? So the raisa, the second woman, Makudish to you or not, or l'chumre, we're always machmed. Whenever there's a sovereign raisa, we're machmed. Okay, I understand, by Kiddushin, everyone's made, there's no machlekes, but you're machmed, because sovereign going to tell you l'chumre, fine. What about when it comes to Peya and it comes to Tzedakah? Now, Peya and Tzedakah involve giving money to the poor. There's two ways of understanding it. Is it a holy thing, and how does it happen through money? Or is it by giving money, it's a transaction to the poor, and through that, you're mekayim a mitzvah? What is like the sibah, what is the mesubah? What is the primary thing here? Is the primary thing here the mitzvah, and the medium is money? Or is the primary thing you're doing a transaction, giving money? And the cause of it is because of a mitzvah. And the accomplished achievement is you're doing a mitzvah. How do you, is it mamonis or the nisid? Mamonis is a kedusha. That's what carbon is. Here I'm giving, the other man is getting money. The other man has no mitzvah. He's just taking money to enjoy himself. In both cases, the other man is not doing any mitzvah. You got money. So how do we view tzedakah? Is tzedakah a commercial thing that has a mitzvah tied to it? Or is tzedakah a mitzvah that has money tied to it? How do we view it? And big nafkamin is, we have a rule by dini mammonis, whenever there's a doubt, what do we always say? Leave money the way it is. When it comes to a mitzvah, always we say, let's be machmer. What do we do here by tzedakah? It's a general question by tzedakah. Something about tzedakah, how do we view it? Is there something mammon and leave things away? You found money in the floor in your house. You say, is it kefal out of pushke? What is it? Do we say something iser, you machmer? Or do we say something mammon, you mekel? Says the Ran, to machlek it in the shining. Ube pay tzedakah, the Rashba writes, and the Ramban nami does in the chumra. Why? Keeping the soul could take what's a mitzvah. And a mitzvah, you machmer. The boy in the tzedakah leaves the behead, yes, it wasn't sold. The sugi, the yesh yad tzedakah, and the kaimel lanami, chote the sugi lechumra. Chote the isura lechumra. How do we view tzedakah? How do we view pay as a mitzvah? A suffix mitzvah, yemachma. Umay, the omazal, the sugi in the yesh yad tzedakah. What did the Rambam mean when he added the words, and in our Gemara it says yesh yad tzedakah? So you know the famous shittas HaRambam, as the Magen Mishnah explains, that the Rambam has a shittah when everything Gemara has a whole list of questions. And the Gemara says, if you're going to answer me, it means the Gemara actually paskes, that's the halacha, the imtim tzolayme. The Gemara is inclined to pass this way. And that's what the Rambam is saying, because when we jump from tzedakah to hefker, the Gemara says, imtim tzolayme, that yesh yad is tzedakah, what about hefker? That means the halacha of hefker clearly is, yesh yad, yemachmet. The yesh yad tzedakah hainu mishu dekamrin im tim tzolem yesh tzedakah the efshir who al derech Rambam zal. This is the opinion that Rambam paisi b'chamakim b'im tim tzolem. He always paskins like the im tim tzolem. That's his shita. He asked a question. This is what he says. Isa yemachme v'nidosh. He's gamkein lazer rajba. But to me, hani aleim. I got a problem with them. Shari sugim before rechadi b'soy peikas. They will chayim shesofing mamen aniim. Whenever there's a doubt, if the poor people are entitled to it, hare hu sofing mamen. Sachakul. It's a sofing. Who owns the money? The azlina be lekula lenitva. We don't look at a sofing of isa. Look at a sofing of mamen. and leaving the status quo. The poor people want the money. Let them prove that the money belongs to them. And then he goes all these raisi, because I won't go into all of it. So let's just go to his conclusion. Six lines in the wide lines. Right in the middle of the line, where it says Ella. Last eight words of the line. Ella vada is fake, the moment aniyim loy mikra sveika di isura. When there's a suffix of money, it's not called a suffix isur. Ella sveika de memoinas, a suffix mammon, ule kula. Well, the figure for Einem is Chavim Midivreim, Zabas, I don't like what they're saying. You say this is between the Ran and the Rajba. How do you view it's a tzedakah, a commercial transaction because of a mitzvah, or is it a mitzvah transaction dealing with money? The Gabe Hefked. So Machlek is the Ran argues with the Rajba and the Ramban when it comes to tzedakah and payah. Fascinating. So it's a good argument. But what's the main thing here? What's the main thing? The poor man got money. That's called commercial. No. What are you doing? You're giving money to a poor man, like any other gift. So that's when you give someone a gift, that's a commercial thing.
Thank you.
When it comes to hefker, we don't compare kachim to all of these things here. Anything with kachim, it's a midrash chedim l'Hashem and all that, we say it's all kedusha. And we say whatever it is, goes away. As soon as you say it, it's already long to the Eibishter. It just happened to be sitting in your house. Different. By tzedok, you don't say that. The gabe hefker ain't suffered. There's no doubt the havel is fake at the moment. The hefker is no question. That's mammon. Or the cool. Everyone holds cool in yad. The chen yamer gabes kisa. I feel until I'm a zimun moyel. I'm a hani. I'm a leban. Hold the leban. Havel is fake at the cool. Always make cool. Okay. Very easy thing to remember. The Eger has, you know, throughout all the pages, he has one kash after another Ran, always makes the Sorchin. Doesn't answer any of them. He asked a question that Ran said yesterday, why are we bringing Kabbonis here? Why don't you just compare Kedushin to Nadarim? If I'm Emmetzin, it's like Nadarim Yad words, Kedushin also. So he says, no, Nadarim is mainly verbal. It's so chomer that it's verbal, just a few words and something happens. So therefore, maybe we machmer by Yad. Kedushin, you got to give a ring, you got to do something. So verbal doesn't do anything. If I say to a woman, you're married to me, nothing happens. You got to give her a ring, you got to give her a star, something. So, therefore, we have to find something else. That's right. That's why we were asking. Yeah, that's why we're bringing carbon, because the word kedushin is kedush like carbon. Comes, so that I'm giving a gas, so tzedakah. Tzedakah is verbal. The din by tzedakah is if you say, I'm giving tzedakah, that's a commitment. It's verbal. So, why don't we just compare it outright with neder? What's the chalim in the shayla here? It is. You don't have to. No. Yeah, but if you say, I'm going to give tzedakah today $100, that's it. You can't get out of it anymore. It's done. The fact is, the machlekes will say later on, if you thought to give tzedakah, in fact, Friedkin writes in a letter, if a poor person, if a guy comes to your house through the door, and you see the guy, you think, right, yourself, nope, I'm going to give him $50. And then he starts talking to you, you don't like him. So you reduce it to 20. You can't do that, because the moment you thought to give him 50, you're already mechuyiv. It's like a neder. You mechuyiv to give him 50, you have to give him. You can always give more, but you can't give less. Okay, so there you have it. Second one, right? Back to the new Gemara. Two dots at the bottom of the page. It says in the Mishnah, if instead of using the word menuchakani, but vashani mudrani, you use the word menuda. So the Chacham, Rabbi Kiva says, that menuda also, it doesn't mean chedim, it means I'm distancing myself, it's a form of a neder. And the Rabbanon don't seem to agree. Omar Abaye says, Moider Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is Moider. Rabbi Akiva wasn't sure that Menuda is a form of Neder. Means he was like equivocal. He wasn't 100% certain. So Abaye said, sorry?
He was equivocating.
Omar Abaye, very good. Moider Rabbi Akiva le'inyan Malkus. Malkus you don't get. Because the Im Kain, because if he believed that this is halacha, Nisne Rabbi Akiva Machmer. Sure said Rabbi Akiva is Machmer. Omar Apapa says, Apapa. Benedina minach. If you use the word nadina minach, which according to Tesis means novenad minach, that I'm walking away from you, which is mamash a form of a neder, kuliam le pligidosa. That's mamash a form of neder. I'm distancing myself from you. According to the Ran, let's say Ran, because big machleks are showing me. The Ran says nadina minach to kuliam aser. Kuliam aser vil leike. It's not only aser. You get malchus. It's not a question. Umiyu, the Ran, however, stipulates davke b'da amar shani oichalach kedam shmuliyah. When it comes to menudo and adina, you still have to add those words shani oichalach, because Shmuel said before, if you don't say that, who knows what it means? Maybe he's won't walk, won't do anything. It's not clear. You have to add the word shani oichalach. Tosa said you don't have, in this case, menudo is so clear that I don't want to eat from you. I don't want to this stuff. You don't even have to add the word shani oichalach. That's how clear it is. Says the Gemara Baiter. Misham Tana Minach. He says Misham Tana Minach, which is an expression you put someone in Chedim the Rabbanon Kuli Al Mashari. That's not a neder. That's a Chedim. What's Chedim to do with anything? Then there's no question that it's Mutter. The my pligi. What's a Machleikis? Says the Gemara to the page. No, Shabtana is the Lushan. It's a made up word. No, the word Shatan is a made up word. And in Marmoy Cotton, we had it then. It's a made up word. And because it's a made up word and it means Chedim, that's all it means. So it's not a Lashon of Neder or anything. When what?
When a Choyv in Shmiz.
Oh, this is a test. Different word altogether. The test. Shmoit. It's a Lashon of the Pasuk. It's been my pligi where they're arguing, instead of saying nidoini, you said b'menuda. Menuda can be a word of chedim, but menuda also can be like niduna, which means novenad, I'm moving away. So what did he mean? The Rabbi Kiva saw a lishon niduna, it's a lashon of walking away, and therefore it's a lashon of neder, and therefore he's choychech lahachmet. But he's not 100% certain, so you don't get malchus. But Rabbanu saw a lishon dimsham tanuhu. Rabbanu knows a lashon of chedim means nothing. Says Gemara that this whole shot that we just said right now is actually not everyone agrees with Abaya, because the pligi of Chizah, Abaya argues of Chizah. Rav Chizah holds it makes that Rav Akiva would argue even if you're losham mishamtana, even that losham Akiva hold or what that choychechoy lahachmen. But pligi of Chizah, how do I know? Who gavra? There was once a person the Amad he said mishamtana benichsei, I will mishamit myself from the state of the braid Rav Yimi Baraba, Rav Yimi Baraba's son. Then he changed his mind. Also, the kamei Rav Chizah came for the Chizah. What's the story? Am I also for his things or not? On Malay, less the choshlo Rabbi Akiva. First of all, nobody passed Rabbi Akiva anyway. So what do you mean? What's the gay here, Rabbi Akiva? Is that Ayer Rabbi Chizah understood Rabbi Akiva argues in the case of Shamtana as well? But I want you to know, we don't passed Rabbi Akiva. So it means that he learned Rabbi Akiva holds any lashon of chedim is also a lashon of neder, and therefore it will be asur. Kesava b'Shamtana pligi that he argues even b'Shamtana. Okay. Says the Gemara Baiter, Omar Rabbi Elam Rav, Nidohu b'fanav. You put someone in chedim for an act, a brazen act, whatever it is, the chil Hashem, and you put him in chedim b'fanav and right in front of him, a matir le b'fanav. If you want to remove the chedim, if you're doing anything else, you have to call him in and be matir in front of him. Why? As the Ram will explain, because otherwise, if he sees that you don't, he saw you put him in chedim, and then he sees people suddenly start talking to him again, he thinks, oh, the whole idea of chedim is bob mice anyway. And other people with them, and therefore, people start treating chedim lightly. So you have to be mat in front of him. If you put him in chedim not in front of him, then it doesn't matter if you're in front of him or not in front of him. What's the swatter? Because then he'll think that just like you put me chedim not in front of me, you probably undid in front of me, that's why people are talking to me again. Ran. It's stronger. But I just told you, the first shot of the Ran is, Pasha, the Chedim is much stronger if you do it in front of him, and the only way that you can undo it is by in front of him as well. Anything you do in front of 10 people, you need 10 people to remove it. That's what some of the Shonim say. Says that I'm a lonely heat. I don't like the pshat at all. All the time, the Muslim is chshada. The problem is chshad. The e matid in loy shaloy b'funav. Let's say they put him in front of him, but they matid not in front of him. Pa'amim shiatiru. Sometimes they're gonna be matid. He doesn't know about it. V'haminudel lo yada. And then ukeshala yidugo by nidu. And then he sees that people talk to him again, and there's no nidu there. Yovel chshada. Come to Chshad. What Chshad is in this parable? But Teshuvah said, Chshad is, or Rosh says, Chshad is that he'll think that the whole idea of Chedim is nothing. Look at people, nobody listens to the Chedim of this Rav. Raya, look, they put me in Chedim and everybody's talking to me. So he doesn't care then to do David again and other Vedas. Doesn't care, because he's not worried about the Chedim. Avol kishin adu b'fanav, lek Chshad. There, he'll think Chedim a light. Why? Sha'af hu soy v'shema, he tiru ushlai b'fanav. Kishem kishin adu ushlai b'fanav. If I said I won't have any benefit from you and I said in front of your face, the only way that you can matnet it is if that guy that I said I won't have enough from is standing there. And because since he heard me say I won't have any benefit from you, you have to hear me say that I'm matnet it. Why? Because if this guy sees you may nether, you won't eat from me, and yet you're just coming to eat from me, you'll think, ah, the daughter don't mean anything. People start, the whole idea of the daughter become very cheap. Well, if he's there, according to this, and now that I'm mechadish, if my pshat is right, not the first shot, if you're matin nether, or if you are matin that nidui, not in front of him, as long as you tell him directly, hey, we were yesterday in the bezin, we decided to remove the nidui, that's good enough, because now he knows that they did it, and that's enough. But according to the first pshat, if, because it's not strong enough, it's such a strong nidu, you need you in front of them, it doesn't help if we didn't bezin tell him. Well, if he's there, kosher, the ude, like a shodder, matin, like a fun of a kosher, tirub, nami, matin, abish, like do, mutubi, and the ever if he did it, it's also good enough, because that question that we don't have the power to do it, so like shad. But the ever if he did it, okay, you did it. Talking about nidu, says him, well, if I tell, omarabay, omarab. Sorry. Omarab, chonin, omarab, hashem, meya, haskoras, hashem. If you hear somebody saying the Eibush's name in vain, you have to put him in Chedim. The im loy nidu, if you put in Chedim, who atma yehe ben nidu, then the guy himself who heard it should be put in Chedim. Not automatically in Chedim, but he should put in Chedim. Can't be that the person who actually did the Aveda has to be put in Chedim, not automatic, but the person who heard it and did nothing is worse that he automatically goes in Chedim. No, it means you have to put him in Chedim. How do we should call mock and what's wrong? What's so terrible about saying the Abish's name, even though it's not about other Vedas? If he's something in Treif, you have to put him in Chedim. Why punk saying the Abish's name, but then you got to put him in Chedim? Should call Mokim Shahaskodas Hashem Mitsuya. Whenever somebody says the Abish's name in vain, Shom Anias Mitsuya, the punishment will be that suddenly there'll be Aramkite, poverty in that area, not just for that person, but everyone around the sword. The Anias Kemisa, and poverty is the worst thing because we say that we deem poverty equal to death. And how do we know that? Moshe Rabbeinu was told he can go back to Mitzrayim because Shanema Kimeisa Kol Anoshim, all those people who oppress you, harass you, are dead. Who were they? Nosam Avinam. We know they were troublemakers throughout. According to some people, they actually lived in the end of the 40 years as well. Even though Pashat Shana Chumash died with Kedach. Oh, so what's Pashat Meisu? They didn't die. Must be poverty. How do we know it wasn't Mitzrayim, or how do we know it wasn't, didn't have children? So then I'm going to go through all that. We've seen it on. And the Tanya. Or every time a chach, you do a yachid. Vitanya, we learn, another araya, that poverty is a terrible thing. It says, whenever the chachamim get upset with somebody, they give a look, one of those sharp looks, oi misa, oi oini. The result is either death or poverty. So what does he clear from there? That poverty is equal to death. So we don't want people going around saying, Abish's name in vain. You got to put him in chedim. Ran. It says in the pasuk, it's a mitzvah to say, "Es Hashem alekecha tira." Not like the Rambam will learn that the mitzvah is lois to say because it says, "Lesis Hashem shekel l'shav." Then other actations and so on, Shoshana, that it's only a mitzvah to say, "Es Hashem alekecha tira." And ba'im loy nido, who atz me ebenido? Loy she ebenido, made that automatic. And the rohul is not coming. He should be put a chedim. The guy who watches someone else doing a veda and doesn't stop him, or doesn't say anything about it, he should be put in chedim. Shadi hamaskir atzmoi, can't be that it's automatic. The person who perpetrated the crime, tzarech nidi. The heichi echomer mimeno hashemei. How is it possible that the silent participant should be worse than the perpetrator? B'shoisik elokidam. Like we said, that he should be put in chedim. Sorry? But at least it's equal. Shebechol mokum time because you have given a reason why I'm even saying even loyin do who atzim even either why we so strict here. Shadi achshav chomer the sheman shemanid. So because there is poverty. See, bechol mokum shaskei l'shmi. How do we know it's poverty? We learn from the following pasuk. Chol the Ebeshet says chol mokum asher askei l'shmi ove lecha b'tich. Whenever you mention, when I make you mention my name, I will come and bench you. So if you mention Ebeshet's name in a good way, obviously you get benched. Mida haskaras Hashem l'mitzvah mevi'a bracha v'oisher. Obviously haskara l'shav. It's faket. Goremes la'anias brings the other thing around. That he will destroy also the wood and the stones. It says that if you make a false shvua, I'll destroy the buildings. And then it says that in Tmur it says that it's talking about a false shvua and the Abish's name in vain. Shenema by Dos Avinu Kimin on Noshim Lemeisim. We know they didn't die. How do we know that? Kelamin Lekamet Perik Rabbalazim Havu the Mehavu Havu Lechom Makom Shenema Nitzin Yitzavim. Whenever it says that they stood up against Moshe, who always stood up against Moshe? Einem El Dos Avinu. It says in Mei Ashleich Dos Avinu were actually tzaddikim, which the other chassidim at that time had a hard time coping with, because the Tzaddik constantly calls them the troublemakers. And yet the Mei Ashleich writes Nishma said that they were tzaddikim. The inu habi b'machleke shel kodach novos nei shehenu omaki meisu. They said, "Daikidi da became poor." Avagav damin hosan nabach shu kemeis. How do we know the reason? Because they became poor. The Gemara says there are four kinds of people that are choshu kemeis. One of them is poor, but also oni a blind, a man, suma a blind person, umetzeda a leper, umish ein lebanim. How do we know which one it is? Hachavade mani is coming here. It has to be poverty. How do we know? They ain't lame. We can't say shenistmu. They became blind. I will gouge out their eyes. And we know Dosavidim with the, that means they weren't blind.
The other ones were saying.
Sorry? But the group, the whole group, and they were part of the group.
No, but somebody said it to Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah.
So who was the one
who said it? Was it Kodach said it? But it doesn't make a, I don't remember. It doesn't make a difference. Also can't say. Why can't you say they were mitzaydim? It says that they were. It says that when repeats the story of Kedach, it says that they were bekerev kol Yisrael. When it happened, if they're mitzaydim, they can't. They have to chus hamachna. So we can't. We know we can't be mitzaydim. Can be blind because they ain't nothing to talk here. And velekel meimash and israpu matan toyda luchayda. Why can't we say they were blind before Matan Tate, and then Matan Tate get well, and that's why about Kedach, they talk about the eye, both of them, it goes on both, and what all Mitzvah, both of them, it says the Ran, do Amrinan, it says in Medrash, Chozru Lemumen B'Maisa Egel, they were cured for a month only, after the Maisa Egel, 40 days later, everything came back, so they were blind before, they became blind again, they became Mitzvah again, I maybe they had no children, but Lekul Meim Mishul Hoyle Bonim, because then, what kind of argument is it? Because they have no children, therefore they have no influence or party. How was that supposed to appease Moshe Rabbeinu? Go back to Mitzrayim. Kimeisu Hamer. Why they dead? Because they have no children. Melebos. Kimeisim ken heicham lem nezashu Mitzrayim. Mechim nezroi lem bonim lahoy neshmoyin lemalchul hashin lepari. They won't have any influence. Elavadim neshiyod mechseim lahoy dvar neshmoyim. Hard to understand that Ran, because lochayim the pasuk says clearly by Dosa Vavidim that they were pulled in the ground, including the children. So we need a piece of water. It's a posh, a posh thing.
Maybe at that time, maybe they had children.
Was it? Okay. It depends. Okay. If you learn the story of Kedach happened after the Meraglim, then maybe. But it happened before. Okay. Next to the Ran, I miss the Ani, whenever they come, look, Alma, show they the same. The Hikshu B'Toysus asked Tayser the question. My idiot Shemeya has Kodas Hashem B'Pichavedic. The Tzadok L'Nadoysoi. Why only are we limiting that if you see somebody else saying the Abish's name in vain, you have to put him Chedim? Ha Amrinan B'i Rishalmi. It says in Rishalmi, the Chol She'enu Oysa Kishun. Anybody. You see anybody brazenly misbehaving, eating Tayt Barabim, you got to put him Chedim. Why, Dafke, are we highlighting here Hashemeya has Kodas Hashem? Why punct over here? So this person planting wheat between vines, Amri Nesi Mavin Shamti, he was doing a brazen act, so let's go and put him in Chedim. The maid of Rebbe Chazi say she once saw Lahu Gavra a person, Davi Mochul of Nagodl, she was giving petch to her to her son, who was over 18 years old, and she said, Lehebe Ahu Gavra Bishamta, we should put him in Chedim, because you'll think he was in Mirchul. So why is Al Gemara highlight only Haskadosh Hashem? The Tirtzu. So they answer, In Hachinami. You're right. Every Avedi you see someone doing in public in a brazen way, you have to put him Chedim. Elamiyu b'Haskadosh Hashem b'luchudu d'omar di'im loynidu hu atzei b'nid v'shanon shecham v'kidasimna. Every Avedi you see someone do it openly and publicly, you have to put him Chedim. But if you don't, it doesn't say anywhere that you shall be put a chedim, but b'haskaras Hashem, it's so bad because you're bringing anias to the community that you, if you don't put him a chedim, you're going to be charged. You should be held in chedim. Others say there's a chilu between shamta and nidui. Shamta is a lesser form, actually machleit Hashem, but it's a lesser form of chedim. Here we're talking about nidui, you should put a strong form. Anyway, back to Gemara. Think about a story. I heard a woman say the Abish's name in vain. Shamta, I put her in Chedim, then Vishadal Allah Alter. I put her in Chedim, and immediately I was also Matta the Chedim. that I want to teach her a lesson how strict it is by putting her in chedim. She got really scared, and 2 minutes later, I undid it. Shmamin atlas, ba'ap in front of her, and so he healed 3 dinim. Number one, Shmamin ha'shemeya ha'skodas ha'shem b'pichaveda here. Anybody, man, who makes a difference, saying the angel's name in vain, tzorich le'nadoi, so you must put them in chedim, number one. Ushmamin onido b'fonav, ein matidin le'b'fonav, I didn't run in front of her, I made sure that she heard me do the heter. And number three, v'shmamin ein bein nidu la'afor l'kum, not like the Gemara Moed Katan says that you need 30 days, you can do it straight away. So the big machlekes are showing him, is there a stira between the Gemara Nadorim and the Gemara Moed Katan, or is there a difference? So ran bishmam no ein bein nidla for a klum hikshe betayts v'lam bein yom gachin hachi kamash mo toit aser v'toit shadi. This is the way you say when you want to say put on a chedi use word toit and you want to put on I take malachin say v'toit. V'hani mila moin ablav kedusa ad the chayla shamta tlasim. You got to wait 30 days. But you blow the shayfa there. One blow is puts him a chedi and blow takes malachin. But that's why dinim mamonis he's scaring them when it comes to avedis 30 days. Our gemara says ein bein hafara ein bein nidla for a klum a minute. The tirtzu, they want to answer the shiny hoch is different. Here, this nidu is not mamash chedim. It's only to instill in them some fear. Shouldn't do it again. Like somebody who's completely tzolozen. Interesting. Here the Gemara starts off saying that saying the Abish name of vain is the worst thing possible. You bring aniyas. Comes along Tais and says, not so bad. We're just trying to scare them. It's not like we put him in chedim as a punishment, like by other things. We're just trying to scare them, which is very other than shame. Don't like this plan at all. But if you didn't learn this taste, how would you learn this gemara? That as the previously, this is worse than all other the previous land. Really, every time you do someone do aved, you got to put him in chedim, and the chedim is a punishment. But over here, it's worse that you, if you don't do it, you're going to put in chedim. This is the worst possible aved. Comes along Tyson and says, it's not even a punishment. It's only to scare them. It's a joke. Hard to follow the flow. That's why the other Rishayim, he learned this is a punishment like a Megalchin. But now Gemara argues and holds, you can put someone in the Chedim and take him out. You did what you had to do. It seems that the Rif and the Rambam learned that it's a serious thing of a Chedim, not like a stamp to scare them. Zeg maar wat maar putting a chedi. Zeg maar wat wij. Ramal Gidlo maar af. Talmid Chochem menader leatzmai umeifil atzmai. Talmid Chochem can put himself in chedim, and then he can undo himself. We'll soon see in a minute why would Talmid Chochem do it. Pshita, if he put himself in chedim, of course he can undo it. Nein. Maor the Talmid thought ein chavush matir atzmai beis asurim, that a prisoner cannot let himself out of jail, even though he's the one who put himself in prison. But he threw away the key. Maybe he can't let himself out. Like having more brachas, Rabbi Yechon gave brachas to everybody else, couldn't give brachas himself. That's why the Rebbe can give brachas everybody else to have children. Can't give himself. Kamash Malon, come to teach you. Not no. Come to teach you that he could unravel it. Hey Chidami, when would a Talmid Chacham put himself in Chedim? Ki hode mazutre chasida, mazutre v'chasid, ki mechayiv bar beirav shamta. If somebody in his yeshiva was mechuyiv Chedim, he felt bad. Kovad ha-teida, put him in Chedim. What he did was, mishamet nafshe bereit, he put himself in Chedim first, for 2 reasons. First of all, to be a kapora, because I'm about to put a Talmid Chacham in Chedim. And second of all, he did it to remind himself, oh, that Talmid Chacham is in Chedim, and I shouldn't forget and take him out as soon as possible, because we learned before, ein ben afar, ein ben ila afar lo klum. So therefore, he put himself in Chedim, and therefore, and he doesn't want to be in Chedim. He'll obviously release himself straight away, and he'll release also the other guy. The Chiai Lebeis came home. Shari Lenavshi, once having dealings with his family, he would mat to the Chedim. The Shari Le, you mat to the Ran. Time Chom Nad Latzim, maybe Latzim, like Kosva Raj was al Dav Kehecha Dubloi Havi Bar Nidui. When do we say that Talmud Chacham? What's the example here? He didn't really deserve Chedim. He just did it as a Chumra. So therefore he can undo it. But if this Talmud Chacham put himself in Chedim because he knew he did something wrong and he decided, I'll put himself in Chedim, then he cannot undo himself. Said the Rashba, when do we say he can undo himself? Ki hadam azutra, the midas chasid ba'alma, shubi yukor, the barbe rav, have a foul, the covet of the barbe rav, misham and afshe. Abu kashinida asma, dobe shay chayiv lo nidda, if he put himself a chayin, because he tak was chayiv lo, he kol heim nu lahatir atzmai. He can't undo it. Interesting. So the Rabbani will put themselves in chayin, and did something tak, which deserves chayin. The hikshu alav im kain, heichim makshe lahav shat pshita, ey bazay. Why does the Gemara ask over here, pshita, of course he can undo himself, we know of course he can undo. Regular chedim, you cannot undo yourself, so what's the pshita that he can do here? Mikami dama keda mazut, adra blu mamai, the Gemara should have asked if anything, forget. What do you tell me a maise that you could undo yourself, why can you? And then the Gemara should have answered, we're talking about a case of mitzvah chassidus. Leficha, therefore, everyone argues with the Rashba. Amru, they say, the B'chol Inyan Shei Atzmei Made For Latzmei. Faket. They argue that Rashba, they say that a Talmud Chacham, if he puts himself in Nida, even though he deserves to be put in Nida, he has every right to be made for. Chein das Rambam Zal Pei, Zayim Hilchot Talmud Teira, V'reisi L'mikzaz Mefarshim Shekosu D'Loig Asin, I have a different gear here, maybe that's the Rashba. El Hori Gora, so Made For Latzmei Ki Ha. It's like it's not a question and answer. The Gemara is just flowing. That when can you like the case of Mazutr Chasida? Well, the Misha Goydus came. The Rashba Nachayin Metama. If you follow his Gisa, then Rashba is right. The Chi Ayla Beisa Shadal Nafshei said that on Kedesh Lelistarcho Ben Beis Lachemenu, because he shouldn't have to. There's a whole machlekes that Shani we won't go into whether when a person the Chedim is his wife, Ofta had to follow the Chedim or not. From the Gemara here, it seems he came home. He was Mata and knows his wife was also a lav dafke because maybe it's for his children, not for his wife. Some machlekes that Ayvid and others won't go into. Back to the next Gemara. Vamal Gidlam Rav. How do you know that you're allowed to when it's a good thing to make a shvua? To make sure that you're mekayim mitzvah. You have a mitzvah anyway, but still I want to make sure that I do a double effort. So therefore I commit myself to make a shvua. How do you know that it's effective? Shenemar says, nishbaiti v'akayim, I swore and I fulfill lishmar mishpat tikecha. Or mishpat tikecha. So therefore, because he says over here that I made a shvua to keep mishpat tzikecha or your mitzvahs that I. Freddie Mora, how can a shvua chal vale mud bevoim imasinu? We have a rule that a shvua is not chal on a shvua. Every yid was mud bevoim imasinu arvus moi whatever it was different shittas. We're all women is bevoim moim din. So mud bevoim moim din. How can you make another shvua? El hakamashlans come to teach you the shari leili inish lezruzin nafshe. So the notice it's not really a shvua. It's not really a shvuah. So l'chayde, when you make a shvuah, you're invoking Hashem's name. But we allow you to use Hashem's name if you want to ensure that you'll do the mitzvahs. It's not that, so we're not saying that it's a gedder of a shvuah. We're saying more that we allow you to use the Eibush's name. Ran, the second narrow line. It seems to me, says the Ran, this is the Pshat Nigmar. The Mikara Kasalka Data that I've given Lost Hashmina and Shuvah Chalad of a Mitzvah. Where's the thought? It's Mamish Adin of a Shuvah. And a Shuvah, you can make a Shuvah. We know you can make a Nedda by a Mitzvah, maybe Shuvah also. Kidd of a Shus. Umuchachla, Midrachsin, bring a Possig, Nishbaiti, Vakayema. When does the pasuk make a shvua lahar alehitiv dafke bedavar shus ksiv kar? Dafke is something which is not a mitzvah. Therefore, it's up to me. I have a right to then decide lahar alehitiv to deny myself or to do it. V'loy bedavar mitzvah. So therefore, how can you make a shvua here? V'chitei mahani mila carbon. The pasuk there talking about lahar alehitiv about a carbon. Gabi carbon ksiv abe ba yachel ikav is mitzvah. Maybe itake you can make a shvua and be over ba yachel be my mitzvah. I swear I'll put on tefillin. If you don't put on tefillin, be over two avedas. Not putting on tefillin also the shvua. Maybe im kein meinish baiti vakeima hachil al meimer. So what do you bring the pasuk in this baiti vakeima? You should have said dini he di mita mitzvah mit carbon lo mita ba yachel. Why bring in another pasuk in this baiti vakeima? Just say that pasuk lahar alehitiv is limited to a carbon, but not dealing with a normal shvua, like any other shvua. Kidichzin hasa pei shvua shlayim basa. The milsa less of a lav behein inam ibalahaba the mitim mekarb melahar alehitiv leimitim malchus. Ulahalas are kroy. You don't need this extra pasuk. Im kemei kamer shalom mishbatik yemu. Umetatzin me answer. You're right. Elahok kamashlon the shodi leilus nashi. Allowed to claim it. Vaday leitzach hakol leimer shuchal legabe bayachol. We're not talking about bayachol. Elahok kamer. Minayin shadavar hagen huli shava hayno. It's a good thing to swear. Even people who generally stay away from swearing, we'll see later, it's not a good thing to swear, still make shvuas from mitzvahs. David Melch says, I swore and I fulfilled the claim. Shall I David Hoy Isaac? It's not 8:30 yet. 8:30? Oh.